That recruiting check they're offering you has a schedule stapled to the back of it. And the schedule is the deal. Today, I want to walk you through the clawback math on a forgivable note, the arithmetic almost nobody puts in front of you before you sign a 7 or 8 year commitment. Quick note before we get into it. Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker dealer, and everything here is for educational purposes only. It's not individualized legal, tax, or investment advice. Every advisor's situation is different, so treat this as a map, not a set of directions. This one's for any advisor who's been handed a term sheet with a big upfront number on it, or expects to be. By the end, you'll know how these notes actually work, what triggers a clawback, and the 6 clauses to read before you sign anything. Start with what a forgivable note actually is, because the word bonus does a lot of dishonest work in recruiting conversations. It's a loan. The firm wires you the money on day one, and you sign a promissory note for the full amount. Then each year you stay and hit the terms, the firm forgives a slice of the loan. Stay the whole term and the entire balance melts away. Leave early and whatever hasn't been forgiven yet is a debt you owe back. That's the whole mechanism. It's not a gift with strings. It's a loan with a forgiveness calendar. And these are not small numbers. FINRA itself has described recruitment incentives running as much as 2 to 3 times the prior year's commissions and fees. And in its own investor guidance, it walks through an illustrative 9-year note. 9 years. Sit with that. That's longer than most advisors stay in any single seat. So what actually triggers a clawback? Leaving is the obvious one. Resign before the note fully amortizes and the unvested balance comes due. But leaving isn't the only trigger. And this is where people get surprised. Getting terminated usually counts, and in plenty of notes, it doesn't matter much whether it was for cause. Missing a production or asset hurdle can pause or reduce forgiveness in some structures, and the note doesn't care why you left. A health event, a family move, a manager you can't work for anymore, the balance is the balance. Let me make it concrete with some illustrative math. This is a hypothetical, not anyone's actual offer. Say you're producing $1 million in trailing 12 revenue, and a firm offers you a note at 2 times that $2 million wired up front on an 8-year note with straight line forgiveness. Straight line means 1/8 forgives each year, $250,000 annually. Now say year 3 arrives and things aren't what the recruiter promised. You want out. 3 years of forgiveness is $750,000, which leaves $1.25 million unvested. That's not a haircut on your exit. That's a check you write to leave. And it gets worse from there, because the $750,000 that was forgiven already hit you as taxable income in the years it forgave. You paid tax on money that was buying your commitment. Some notes also charge interest on the outstanding balance, so the number you repay can be larger than the number you remember. So before you sign anything with a 7, 8, or 9 year term on it, there are 6 clauses worth reading slowly. 1, the forgiveness schedule. Straight line is one thing. Backloaded schedules, where the fat years of forgiveness come late, keep you on the hook longer than the headline suggests. 2, production hurdles. If forgiveness is conditional on hitting asset or revenue targets, model the years where you miss. 3, the departure definitions. What counts as leaving? What happens if you're let go? The difference between those paragraphs can be worth 7 figures. 4, interest. Does the unvested balance accrue it? And when is repayment actually due? Some notes want the money back in days, not years. 5, change of control. If your new firm gets acquired, does the note accelerate, transfer, or stay put? People signing 8-year paper in a consolidating industry should care a lot about that one. And 6, the grid underneath. A big note attached to a payout grid that pays you less every year can cost more over the full term than a smaller check on better economics, which raises the honest question, is the bigger check ever the wrong deal? Sometimes yes, not because the money isn't real, it is, but the note prices your freedom for the length of the term. If the platform disappoints, if the firm changes hands, if your life changes, the cost of correcting the mistake is the unvested balance. The way I see it, an advisor who models the full term, grid, hurdles, taxes, exit cost, sometimes finds the smaller offer is the richer one. And an advisor who only compares upfront checks is doing the recruiter's math, not their own. One more point before I wrap up. This is exactly the kind of document you want the right specialist reading before you sign, not after. Most advisors don't have a securities attorney on call, and that's the point. Get one in your corner for this. An hour of their time against a 7-year, 7-figure commitment is the cheapest insurance in this whole business. If you're weighing an offer or wondering whether a move makes sense at all, we built a short assessment that points you to a private conversation or the research that fits your situation. It's free and it's on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com. Answer 6 questions and you'll know your next step. Do the boring homework first. Clear eyes first. The move second. I'll see you tomorrow.